I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your Week in Review Memorial Day Edition 2019. Starting off our list at number 10, a Storm Lake man wanted on Carroll County warrants has been arrested and is awaiting extradition back to Carroll County. He's currently charged with possession of a controlled substance, third offense, a Class D felony. Number 9, St. Anthony is putting kids at ease as they cruise through their surgical procedures. So what's going on here is they are giving kids rides to the preparation and operating room in remote control cars. There's either a Jeep or a Ferrari. It helps keep the kids calm, and it's a good time for the parents as well. Check out the photo on our website at 1380kcim.com. Up next on the list, a Carroll man has been sentenced to time in jail on a misdemeanor assault charge. 41-year-old Jacob J. Segura was sentenced to 30 days in jail with all but 2 days suspended and credited for time served for an incident on April 4th at the Dollar Tree in Carroll. No injuries were reported, but both vehicles were disabled during a two-vehicle accident at the intersection of Putnam Avenue and U.S. Highway 30 last weekend. Carroll Police Department responded to the scene just after noon and found that 28-year-old Clayton Boyle of Carroll was westbound on Highway 30. That same time, a 2008 Dodge Caliber driven by 81-year-old Loretta Daisy of Lake City entered the highway, causing a collision. Again, no injuries were reported, but both vehicles disabled. Daisy was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Moving on our list, four teens have been arrested following an investigation into a theft at the Carroll Walmart. Teens were of the age of majority. That's 18-year-old Jeremiah Anganata and 19-year-old Devin Lentz. Also a 17-year-old juvenile male and a 16-year-old juvenile female were taken into custody in relation to that theft. They've also been charged with possession of a controlled substance as they were found with marijuana on their persons when they were taken into custody. At number 5, an Audubon man has been charged with felony child endangerment following an incident last Saturday. The details of that can be found online at 1380kcim.com under the news section. At number 4, a Brayton man faces charges for failing to pay for a tank full of diesel in a stolen gas-powered van. This is one of those stories that I had to shake my head at a little bit. So basically what's going on here, 30-year-old Bradley James Barringer, who has reported addresses in Brayton and Rockwell City, was taken into custody at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a fifth-degree theft charge, which is normally a simple misdemeanor, but the reasoning behind it's a little bit unusual. Early in May, Barringer did fill a stolen van that runs on gasoline with diesel and then took off. He has pled not guilty at an initial appearance here in Carroll County. At number 3, a car was damaged when a shaft fell off a feed truck near Templeton. At approximately 4:43 p.m. on Thursday, a vehicle was traveling eastbound on Highway 41 when a shaft broke off the truck and fell onto the highway. That did strike another vehicle. No injuries reported, but there was some pretty substantial damage as a result of that. At number 2, a Coon Rapids woman has been convicted of murder in a Jasper County slaying. 25-year-old J.C. Sheeter of Coon Rapids was found guilty Tuesday of robbery and being an accessory after the fact murder. Sheeter's sentencing has been set for July 1st. That's a little bit of a complicated case. Check it out online, 1380kcim.com. And our top story in terms of reader interest was a Glidden man arrested, as well as recording a blood alcohol content of nearly 3 times the legal limit when he was taken into custody. And that's been your look at the top stories here in this past week on KCIM. I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones. You can find all the details on these stories and more at 1380kcim.com.